6 at the time we go to acquire this thing. We have a futures gain of 5, so we're actually paying $1.01. We have hedge ineffectiveness, just as we did in the fire example, of $1. This is $1 the other way. But this ineffectiveness does not go through earnings. Okay, so this is sort of the phenomenon of cash flow hedging. That's not true for fair value hedging. But to the extent you underhedge with cash flow hedging, that does not go through earnings currently. But if you overhedge, it does. And I don't know that it's, quite frankly, a intent of the FASB to have this, but if you look at the words seem to be pretty straightforward. This is the way to, in fact, handle it. So this is, again, an area where under Statement 133 you get some results that maybe don't quite make intuitive sense, which is, I guess, good for accountants and actuaries. It helps them stay employed. So we've gone through now, I think, hopefully highlighted and lived out to next.